everybody. Thank you for listening to a Voice in the Wilderness podcast. Today, man, I am joined with Coach Thomas from Union County. Man, he's the head coach over there for the Tigers. And I tell him every time I go over there, man, I love the colors. I love to come and see those purple and gold colors. You know, those of you that might, y'all might not know too much about me, I played at Columbia High School here in Lake City, and I coached here for many, many years. And they're purple and gold. It's kind of crazy. We got the exact same colors and the exact same mascot. So, but it's easy to be around you guys. It's hard to be in other places that we used to have rivalries with, but it's easy to be with you guys. So welcome, Coach, man. How you been, man?
Been good, man. Been good.
So you fixing to go on a big vacation?
Yep.
Tell us about where you're headed.
I'm pulling off a 17-day, sounds like a Skipper Hare type of adventure. We're been always wanting to go out west with the family, and we've kind of put it off a little bit. Wanted the youngest kid, so I've got four kids from 11, 14, 16, and an 18-year-old. And wanting them to be old enough to remember at least the youngest one. So we've kind of put it off, and now my oldest boy is fixing to be out of the house because he just graduated. So we're going out west, driving the whole way. So we're leaving and going to basically up to the Black Hills and that area, to South Dakota, and see Mount Rushmore and Badlands and that area. And then going to kind of cut across towards Yellowstone and the Grand Teton in that area. See a few things along the way there. We're going to try and hit Custer Battlefield in that area. And then we're going to make a trip up north. Yeah, up north to Glacier Park. And, you know, we're near Canada there. And then it's going to take us about 3 days to get home from there. So we're going to do a lot of driving and taking tents. So, yeah. Other than staying in a hotel a few times, going and coming, most of it's going to be on some primitive sites and camping and just enjoying a couple of weeks getting away and being able to see some of the country. So
I want to know how you talked your wife into doing this. All the men watching want to know, how did you talk your wife into being a...
Probably the tent part's the hardest part, probably to sell with her. We've been camping ever since we got married, really. I got her into going to the mountains. We used to go every summer to Cherokee area up there in Smokies, and actually stayed outside of Franklin, North Carolina, and Standing Indian Park there, and that's a great little camp site. And have had a pop-up for years, and then upgraded to a fifth wheel. Had a fifth wheel for about 5-6 years and sold it a few years ago, and really hadn't camped a whole lot the last couple of years, and I missed it. But never really went on a tent adventure. Other than 1 year up there, our pop-up broke when we were there and ended up having to stay like 7 days in a tent. So she got a little taste of it then. But no, the thought of maybe some big bear up there is kind of a little scary. But other than that, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun. Lot cheaper with a tent than pulling a camper or pop up. But I've had enough adventures with pop ups.
Yeah.
That I don't need to be pulling a camper or messing with that going across the country.
Yeah, you got hurt last year, man. I know you and your wife. There was a little malfunction.
Seems like every time we keep going camping, but always something happens. Yeah, somebody's breaking something, whether it's me or her or a kid. Yeah, I spent 2 days in the hospital with a broken back last year.
Yeah, vacations are hazardous for you, man.
Yes, yes.
So you guys are going up there, man, which is exciting, man, because this will literally be things your kids won't never forget. This
yeah, and that's so cool. That was the purpose, too, for them to be old enough to remember everything and, you know, just be one of them trips. We were talking about last night, it might be the last time that we all, you know, go on a trip together. You know, you just don't. Son's going off to college, and you just never know. Things could be getting in the way from here on out, where we all can't get together and go. So it's hard to believe that time flies. But
it does, man. Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm, you know, the way I know Coach Thomas is through FCA, and I've had a chance to kind of get to know you. This is your second season over in Union, and man, I just, you know, I love coming over there and seeing what you're doing, because you are really, you know, after being in coaching for a long time, it's easy to see you know, the direction of a program just when you're there just for a little bit of time. You don't have to spend a lot of time to see kind of what's going on after you've done it for a while. And, you know, I'm with coaches all the time. I was with a coach this weekend, and Coach Henderson out of Valwood, and I told him, I said, man, you need to get in the car, and you need to come down, and you need to check out what's going on at Coach Thomas's. And I was talking about the technology that you guys are using in your weight room, and he was like just kind of blown away by it. And I said, man, it literally is like a program where you don't even have to – the program itself challenges the kid. You know, it's almost like you got help coaching. And but I tell you, man, I tell people when I talk to him, I said, he's not just building a winning football team. He's building a winning program. And I love the way you're touching all these different areas when it comes to, you know, the media. You're paying attention to the appearance of your program in the public eye. You're paying attention to the quality of the equipment the kids are using. You're paying attention to the quality of coaches that you're bringing in. I mean, you're like touching everything that makes a program great. I'm just watching you slowly but surely just kind of like almost make this thing great across the map. So, you know, just publicly, I'd like to say to you, man, I'm really impressed with what you're doing after being in it for a long time.
Appreciate it. We try and do everything we can to. I got such a fear of failure and losing.
Yeah.
That I think that drives me probably more than anything. And we try and do the best we can with what we got. And then I'm always, you talk about the technology part. Just, I don't ever want to just be stale and not keep trying to improve and find different ways. You know, as time changes, you know, equipment changes, football's changed, you know, and the game itself and really in the last 10 years has changed a lot. So just keep trying to evolve and do things to kind of stay ahead of the curve with it. And got a lot of good people around me. I've fortunate enough to been able to hire some good coaches. So I think we building something special.
Yeah, you got old Coach Rick over there, Coach Martinez. Excuse me, I've coached with Coach Martinez, man. I've been around him for years coaching. And, man, he's a great coach, man. He's one of the best I've ever been around. And just with the X's and O's, but he's very good when it comes to just the details. Mm-hmm. You know, the what we call the basics.
Yeah.
You know, the foundation of it. And I just love seeing that, the way that you got Coach Barry over there just focusing in on the media. And it's just, I just love what you're doing, man. I love what's going on in the weight room. And I love the heart that you guys have. And when I bring y'all's name up, man, people are like, you know, I mean, Union's got a great name in the football world. And but what's most important to me about what you do, man, is the way that you lead spiritually. And so I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, because Billy Graham made a comment. He said, a coach will impact more people in 1 year than most individuals will in a lifetime. And once you get a coach to understand that there's a calling and a platform that God's given them and an influence with these young men, once they grasp a hold of that, man, it just changes everything. And but how long have you been coaching? I don't even know.
Oh, if you just said coaching, I mean, I could probably say 25 years. But actually, you know, as a teacher and a coach and professionally, so to speak, since 2000. So 21 years. You know, when I got out of high school, I was helping though coach, you know, whatever it was. I coached the middle school girls basketball when you're back, you know, as an 18-year-old. I've just always just loved sports and loved teaching and you know, just a drive to compete initially, I'd say, is what really got me into it. And I was never a special athlete as far as being able to take it to the next level, but just the love for it and love to compete has just kind of been my drive. And, you know, I actually got into coaching through basketball more than football, but had been a three-sport athlete, you know, as a lot of guys in small schools were, especially back then. You don't see it as much now. But I played all three, graduated from Dixie County in 95. Like I said, it wasn't anything special of a player, but just loved to play sports and loved to compete and loved to teach and see growth. That probably what what drives me more than anything is just seeing players develop, you know, not only in the weight room or on the field, but just seeing them grow as young men and stuff, as little freshmen coming in and then being able to graduate them. That's a special part of being a coach.
I was talking to Coach Jackson from Fort White earlier today, and me and him were teammates in high school, and I told him, I said, he had just spoken at a coaches conference somewhere.
Yeah.
Were you at it?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, and I'm a little bit, you know, biased because he was one of my teammates, man. But I said, you are one of the best I've ever seen at getting extra out of your players. I mean, they play way above what I would consider their talent level. And he's been consistent with that as a head coach. And I said, what do you think it is that, you know, where do you think that comes from? He said, you just, when they know that you care more about them than you do about winning, he said, they play for you like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing that you do. I mean, I watch how you operate with your kids, and I watch how you kind of, what we call that in FCA is you reach that second dimension, that emotional. You're not coaching them just physically. You're coaching them and you're talking to them and you're dealing with them at a heart level. And I'm watching, I think that is something you're really good at. And, but when was it, you know, when was it in your coaching career, when did you kind of really like start implementing your walk, or has it always been that way?
I guess you're talking about the spiritual side of that.
Yeah, I mean, have you always been a believer?
I always have. I mean, grew up in the church. There's a lot of things I could say I've never done. You know, I've never been into drugs and never touched or messed with. So I don't really have a, you know, story as far as that goes. And, you know, but, you know, I'm not by any means perfect. I got a lot of flaws. But just being raised right and being in a good home that brought me up the right way. And just some of those things, I mean, I was just fortunate, you know, to have that other kids maybe haven't been able to have. And I'm just trying to be that type of person in everything I do. And, you know, there's times I can look back in my coaching career and go, man, I shouldn't have acted that way or shouldn't have treated that kid this way and all. And like I said, we all have regrets and make mistakes from time to time, but try and have a foundation of teaching kids good morals and how to live and how they should grow up and be good men. And I mean, we always, ever since I've been a head coach, we always start practice in practice with a prayer, whether it's a coach or a player. And, you know, just in, I know it's in public school, maybe you're supposed to do that, but you're fortunate enough to be at some places that we can. And, and whatever ways that you can try and get God in these kids' lives, just try and find ways to do that.
Now, recently, man, your brother, which it's so cool to me because I didn't know your brother was a superintendent in Dixie County until I met him. And I don't know, somehow or another I got on the subject talking about how you and I worked together and he told me y'all were brothers. But recently, man, you guys had a big scare with him.
Yeah,
man.
We did.
Can you share that with everybody?
Yeah, I guess it's been nearly 2 weeks now, but yeah, he got electrocuted, and all we knew when we first heard, we really didn't know anything. So there was probably an hour went by that kind of clueless to really what happened or whether he was going to survive or not. And he was really just, he is a blessing. I mean, he'll tell you that he's pretty much a miracle. Right. As far as I know, the last time I talked to him, there's no internal damage or anything done. But I mean, he was pretty much dead and was fortunate enough to have somebody there that was able to kind of resuscitate him and got him back with a heartbeat and breathing till the ambulance got there. But I don't really want to get into details of everything that happened with it, but he's lucky, fortunate. Nothing he did. It was a loose wire that was on a table, and he was helping somebody do something. Next thing you know, he's electrocuted. And no, it was a scary moment. It's definitely a
I know when scare I called you or texted you, and I was saying, man, I just heard about your brother. And the first thing you sent me back was, man, you felt like prayer was what saved him.
Yeah.
And, God, you guys are so much different in your personalities, you and him. He's so quiet and just really mild. And, you know, you got that coach's, you know, get after it and go. But just to think about the fact that here's two brothers, you're leading one of the best football programs, and in high school football in Florida, and here he is a superintendent of Dixie County, which I'm going to tell you now, if there is a school district as a whole that really gets implementing the spirituality aspect in their district, it's that one. I mean, Dixie County gets it. You know, I've never sat down with your principals and stuff like that like I have in Dixie County, but it doesn't matter what I ask for of them. Like, can I come in with FCA and do this? It doesn't. They're on board with it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's their principal, Mr. Bennett.
Yep, Paul Bennett.
He is awesome, man. He is so supportive of FCA coming in there and doing anything. And you actually play them every year, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of – even when I coached there for 9 years, that kind of during the time I was there, Union and Dixie had a little bit of a rivalry. So it's kind of rivals in a way. I mean, been long-term. Swanee, back when the Swanee Conference existed, had been in it together, and then have had districts together. And then, like, in the mid-2000s, when they were really good, when Coach Nobles was at Union and they had C.J. Spiller and those guys, we faced them a couple times in playoffs. And when both teams are pretty good, it makes for a true rivalry, you know. And I don't know that it was real that heated till the last couple years. It's kind of picked back up, again, playing each other in the playoffs, which we didn't see them last year. But, of course, me being in Union and my ties to Dixie and all that makes for a little extra. But, you know, that program has come a long way, because when I was growing up, it wasn't – we weren't very good. And we went through about 25 years of not being very good. And then when Brent Wilkerson took over around 2000, he turned that program around. And a lot of people over there forget the way it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you hear some, you know, grumbling, and, you know, and he's winning 10 games, you know, every year. They forget back when they were 3-7, 2-8 every year. But no, he's done a good job and really laid a good foundation over there, and they've kind of kept that going.
Yeah, I tell you, when I saw Coach Whittington over there at your staff, man, I met him when he was a head coach over in Hamilton. And man, I like him, but he was in Dixie at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where he's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I coached. My last year coaching over there was in 09, and he was a senior that year.
Right.
So yeah, he was kind of one of the senior class that went out when I went out. So
you guys got the same roots.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us what's gonna happen in 2021 and 2022 with Union County football.
Well, it's hard to predict. You know, and especially in a small school where an injury or two can really change things. If we stay healthy, I think we got a chance to, be a good football team and make a run in the playoffs. I really do. We were really young last year, in especially up front. And we had a few skill kids that were older, that were coming back, and they had a little bit of success the year before, late in the season, and made a little run. And we built off of that, and I thought we made a lot of gains, especially under the circumstances we were in last year, because I got there when COVID hit, and then so we wasn't able to really implement much and didn't really get started till summer. And then even then it was inconsistent because of protocols and, you know, you couldn't really hold kids accountable with being there and stuff with COVID. And it was really late into the season where you could start seeing a change with how we wanted to play. But we made a lot of gains there, and we got everybody coming back up front. And then, I mean, really, you look at the next 2 years, we're kind of like that. And, you know, our skill kids are pretty young this year, but I think – it's probably been the most fun I've had in a summer. I mean, we're 4 weeks in now, but man, our kids get after it and they have fun, and the energy in the weight room right now is as good or better than any team I've ever had. Now, still got to get on the field and play and win on Friday nights, but the attitude that they have right now and the approach to day to day to go to work, it really excites you to get ready to go in the fall, because we've had a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes I've been on teams where you might have that feeling in your gut just going in, you know, even on practice sometimes. But man, this team's fun to go to work with right now. And Kids really have bought in. We've got good leadership amongst the players and our staff the same way. You know, there's not really a weak link anywhere on the staff, and we get along and push each other well, and it kind of translates to those kids as well. So I'm looking forward to it. It's hard to predict, hey, this is what we're going to do. Or, I mean, at the end of the day, we don't want to lose anything, or we want to end the season in Tallahassee with a win, you know, in a state championship. But I'm not here predicting any of that. We're going to try and get better and better. And if we can stay injury free, you're going to have a few. But I've been fortunate, knock on wood, with most of my teams. I think it goes back to how we train in the weight room, that I've never really had any just major injury issues across the board with any teams. And again, I think that's how we train and how we do things in a weight room, and we're physical practice. You know, I know some coaches don't believe in a whole lot of hitting. We got to keep them healthy and this, that. I don't think you can be physical on Friday if you ain't physical Monday through Wednesday. So, we practice like that. And I think in the end, it gets us more healthy because we're used to banging, you know, yeah, that's how we're going to approach things in the season. And we're going to play a physical style of football. Whether we're taking every snap from the shotgun or under center, we're going to be physical and still challenge it, the line of scrimmage, and try and build everything off defense first. But we got some weapons offensively, and I think we got a chance to be a good team. We'll see how it goes, but I'm really excited with it right now.
Now, I know you guys got camp coming up at Otter Springs.
Yes.
And hopefully I'll be able to come out there and spend some time with them and get to know some of your kids. And I love that concept of just getting away from the school, getting mm-hmm. away from it all, and just getting out there and spending some time together. I think you guys got it set for 1, 2, 3, 4 days.
Yeah, we're doing it the first week of practice. So we'll get away and do that. And I've always done that and kind of learned from being an assistant when I was at Dixie. We went to camp. In some other places I've been, that's always been felt like a crucial week for my team throughout the year, because it does gets us closer together. We don't take cell phones. It's, you know, we're primitive for a few days and just getting along, getting away and getting with each other. And we have, I mean, it's just not a party or a hangout. I mean, we have some things set to, we're trying to grow closer as a team, and we'll have messages each night. And we have a kind of finish with a kind of a team circle night that, you know, might last. I've had it last 4 or 5 hours before into the night, just opening up to each other and trying to really create a brotherhood amongst the team and feel like we can talk about anything. And it goes a long way for our team and for our kids. And at the end of the day, when the football's over with, too, of those guys feeling like, you know, they've got somebody 20 years from now that they have friends and brothers that they can lean on. And, you know, hopefully they feel like coaches, too, that they can call back and reach on when life hits them tough when they get older. But, no, it's a great week, and I look forward to that every year.
Man, you got to go on a canoe trip with me sometime.
Yeah.
I was just out there with this weekend with Valwood, and we, you know, I pick up their phones when we start getting into canoes and put them in the water bag and give them to the coach. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to pay for them. I don't want them flipping and dropping them in the river. But here, you deal with them what you want for the weekend. And we canoed that first day about 7 miles, and we were probably on the river for about 4 or 5 hours. And by the time we got to camp, the coach said, not one kid's asked me for his phone. He said, they've had more fun today together than I've seen since I've had them. And he said, they haven't asked for their phone. And throughout the weekend, you'd see one or two ask for their phone. But once we get to camp, we don't got no signal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't even get a text this weekend. And just to watch how they were interacting with each other without that cell phone around. And, man, they were having so much fun, brother. I mean, they were it was insane just watching it and just seeing a team just come together like that and really enjoy being around each other. I laughed. I told him when I was talking to him, I said, there's nothing like laying in a bunk, getting ready for bed, and you're listening to the bunks around you, the screened-in rooms around me. And I said, I'm hearing everybody laugh. You guys are having fun. You're building memories you'll never forget. And you're becoming brothers so that when you get on that field, you'll be able to fight for each other. And there's nothing – I told him, I said, right now you're playing football, but what's happening is you're learning life lessons through the sport, and that'll take you and help you throughout everything that you go through in your life. And, you know, I am crazy passionate about working with y'all. I love it. I mean, FCA does a coaches ministry, and I was just telling one of my board members today, I'm like, I really would like to focus in on that coaches ministry, because there's just nothing to me like working with coaches and their athletes and trying to help them develop and grow. And you know, and if I would have had somebody telling me, look, I wasn't like you. I didn't grow up in a church home. But I wish somebody would have been talking to me about it when I was that age, because I was just, you know, I was into everything. And so, you know, having a coach that's a man of God that walks that thing out and that has the mentality, let's go to camp, let's bond, let's get away from technology, let's create a brotherhood, man, that is so good. And that's what I'm talking about. When I talk about, I'm watching how you're trying to build a program, you and Coach Henderson, man, you're both, you get the, you guys get it. You understand what creates great football teams and what creates this bond. And so, man, I'm excited to see what y'all do this year. I am, because this is really the first year you've had to where you've really got your feet in the ground now.
Yeah. Last year was crazy. You know, and I, like I said, to me, the weight room is our foundation, you know, of everything, how we want to scheme and teach things. And it develops so much discipline. If at least how we try and run it. With not having that and being able to have an off season with them and everything, and then not having spring ball last year to kind of bang them around a little bit and see who's physical and who ain't. So, we really feel like going into it now, we've kind of got our feet in the ground, kind of know where to kind of go with some things. So, no, I'm looking forward to it.
When I was a 10th grader, a brand new staff came in. We had the same coaches at Columbia for, I don't know how long, 20-something years. They left, and we had Joe Montgomery and Skip Wolf was the defensive coordinator, and they came in and took over the program. And my 10th grade year, it was me and one other guy had started as 10th graders. Everybody else was on JV. And what was so cool about that first group was it was by far the biggest, most physical and talented group I played on in my high school years. I'm talking about way bigger, way stronger, way more physically talented than any team. But we went 3-7, and it wasn't until that second year that the kids that were in that second group had bought into what they were trying to do as a coaching staff. And once they had a group that could buy in, that year I think we got all the way up to like number 4 in the state or number 3 or something. And my junior year we went 10-1, got beat by Sandalwood. We couldn't go to the playoffs. And then my senior year, we come back and we went 9-3, but we actually got to the Final Four, and we got beat by the number one team in the nation. And then the year after that, when I graduated the next year, they were number one in the state and favored to win the title. And you just watched how that kept building and building and building as he was there. And I think about when I see, you know, when I look at you, I look back at times like that, and I saw how the program just continued to build and get better. And that's what's exciting about watching a coach like you. You're just going to keep getting better, and the program's just going to keep growing, and it's just going to get better. And not only that, man, but you're going to be implementing your faith in that too, which is the one thing that my coach didn't do. He might have been a believer, but he never talked about it. He wasn't vocal about it. So, you know, thank you for building a great program over here, right here in our neighbor community. But I can tell you this, man, thank you for sharing your faith with these young men. That's the most important thing, because you are teaching them life lessons, but you're teaching them something eternal that will go on forever and ever. And hopefully these young guys they'll do the same thing for their children and the same thing in the community wherever they're at as leaders, that they'll do the same thing that you're doing right now, man. And we need more men that stand up for the gospel like you do, especially from a position like you've got. So I just want to say thank you, Coach. I appreciate you, man. I
appreciate it.
I really do. And not only that, but you've become, to me, it seems like you're becoming one of my better friends. And I just really respect you. I appreciate you. And I'm never going to stop trying to do everything I can to help you. And I look forward to seeing what God's going to do, because I'm excited. I mean, it's easy to love watching y'all play because your colors are outstanding.
You know, what's crazy about that is the only two teams of state I mean, we pretty much got the same logos. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
They're right next to each other.
I mean, I'm looking at this gear you got on. I'm like, man, that's some good looking gear you got there, man. And one of my favorite times as a coach was when all of our coaching gear came in.
Yeah.
And I got to get all my coaching gear. My
wife. Yeah, this is a new one today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that, man, helping you get ready for your season, having all your new coaching gear. So, but anyway, man, thank you for coming over and doing a podcast. And we appreciate it, man. And we're going to be rooting for you and see how hopefully I'll be able to make some games this year and come by and support you guys. Who y'all got first?
Well, preseason game, we got to go to Baker County. So that'll be a good little test for us preseason.
Yeah, boys, kinda,
and then we got Fort White first game. So, yeah, we'll play Fort White, and then we play Bradford week two.
Now, so Bradford, that's a crazy situation.
I know everybody's looking forward to that one. So
that's a pretty good rival.
Yes.
I think my daddy was raised in Stark, I think, if I remember correctly. Who's coaching over there now?
Brian Tomlinson.
I thought Danny Green's son was over there for a while.
He was at one time. I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe Brian might have replaced him.
Yeah.
But.
Well, anyway, man, have a great season. Man, good hire with Coach Martinez and Whittington. You got a great staff, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great year. I can't wait to watch you guys play. I cannot wait. Y'all really had a great spring game, so I think that's going to be a good springboard in that first couple of games. So we'll see you on July 15th for the one-day camp. And between now and then, man, have fun out west. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you coming.
Appreciate it.